Kind of stuff. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all in Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, Hayward, Palo Alto, East Palo Alto, Berkeley, Palo Alto Garden, Redwood City, San Mateo, Burlingame, Napa, Santa Rosa, Vallejo, Richmond, Marin City, San Francisco, Alcatraz, and hi's my friend in San Quentin tonight. Hey, one thing about you fellas, You don't never have to worry about no arms. You never have to worry about no arms because the arms of the Lord got you. That's why the man, you don't have enough arms? Here's some more arms.
These arms are mine. They are lonely. Arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning for wanting you, and if you would let them,
as you're listening to the Rockin' Lucky Show, These Arms of Mine. And next, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Vells. The Vells sing, "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone." It's the Vells. "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone."
love you.
Let me go. That's what the man said from KSAN 1450 on your radio dial. Release me and let me go. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget now, if you need a turkey, anything like that. Oh, yeah. Telephone was worrying me. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Some of put that bread on this rotisserie and put it on. You bake them so many hours, it cuts off automatically, you know. And man, when that bread get done wrong about 8 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, I'm gonna have me some turkey. Yeah. And I'm gonna give me some rice and oyster dressing and stuff him. Man, everything gonna be cool. But the yard bird's gonna come, rather it did come from the H&R Meat Market. So you go and buy your turkey tomorrow from the H&R Meat Market. I'm gonna have myself a bowl. Even though I'll be by myself. But I won't. I have the turkey. We're going to have ourselves a ball. Here it is once again, ladies and gentlemen. Brooke Benton, Hotel Happiness.
I'm checking out a hotel loneliness. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into Hotel Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause, darling, I found you. I let my teardrops in that old lonely room. Too.
Yeah.
I won't be needing them in Hotel Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause, darling, I found you. I woke up dreaming of your crazy kisses.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Edwards here. No, this is not jiving around. This is our annual Thanksgiving Day Air Checks special on this 22nd of November, 2018. That's right, Thanksgiving Day. And I guess we have a lot to be grateful for, at least around here. Not so good up in Butte County, obviously, as you've been following all along for the last week and a half or so, what's been going on up there. whole town wiped out, Paradise, just east of Chico, as you know. And a lot of the victims, of course, 83 lost their lives up there. And a lot of those who escaped the fire lost their homes. And they're homeless, basically, living in tents in a Walmart parking lot just outside Chico. And it's a pretty bad situation up there. And, of course, there's probably ways you can help if you can afford to help, you know, maybe through the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross, maybe your local church worship institution there has set up a charitable organization there, set up something temporarily to help those victims. And, of course, we have victims here, too, you know, in the Bay Area, not related to the fire. So there's those that are really in need everywhere. Here in the state of California, and for that matter, throughout the world. But of course, you know, if you're concerned about people here, right here in the Bay Area, of course, you got the organizations that have done a wonderful job of helping out people 365 days a year. Of course, Glide over there, right off of Taylor Street. You know, if you want to help them, you can do that. I'm sure they'll take volunteers anytime, 365 days a year. And of course, they're always in need of monetary contribution. Same thing with St. Anthony's Dining Room. They're looking for monetary contributions. And I don't know what their turkey situation is. And, you know, there's definitely some time maybe today to go down and help at either one of those two organizations, St. Vincent de Paul Society as well, here in San Francisco as well as in Oakland. But anyway, we are here to do our Portable Radio Time Machine event, which we do every Thanksgiving here on 89.5 Radio with Dave here. And we definitely placed our portable radio and time machine and went back to 2 days before Thanksgiving, or 3 days before Thanksgiving, actually. I think it was on a Monday, November 19th, 1962. Rockin' Lucky on KSAN Radio there. Getting ready for his Thanksgiving Day preparation, which was going to be happening a few days later there. But he wanted to get a head start and mention what he was planning on doing on the radio, that's for sure, on that particular Monday. On the 19th of November, 1962. Anyway, we got more portable radio and time machines. We're going to retro back from 1962 to 1961. I believe it was October of that year. KSAN Radio here in San Francisco. Studios at 1111 Market Street. And Montague, very, very popular radio personality, activist. And, of course, I remember him on KSAN. When he left KSAN, he went down to KGFJ in Los Angeles for a spin down there, particularly in the turbulent 60s. He was involved with a lot of, you know, active groups in regards to what was going on, particularly with the war in Vietnam, civil rights, other organizations. Magnificent Montague, I believe he's still alive. He's still with us, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's living in Las Vegas, if he's still alive. I don't know if somebody could let me know the situation, the status of Montague, you know. Incredible, incredible man, no doubt of it. Great radio personality. And he was on KSAN back in 1961 for a while before he headed down to Los Angeles. Also part of this presentation with our portable radio and time machine and Magnificent Montague, a interview with big record promoter, producer back then, H.P. Barnum. And that's something we just added to our Portable Radio Time Machine events, I guess, a couple of years ago, and that'll be on this morning as we continue with our show coming up next, and much, much more coming your way, but something else which I think is more important than all of that right now.
KPOO is your community radio station, and we're having our annual KPOO fall fundraiser right now. Please help your local listener-supported community radio station. We need to reach a fundraising goal of $75,000 by December 31st, and we need your help to do it. Every single listener is important to us. We need $75,000 to cover major annual operating expenses. Please donate online using PayPal, debit, or credit cards at kpoo.com. Or, alternatively, you can mail a check or money order to Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco, California 94115. No amount is too large or too small, and all donations are very much appreciated and tax deductible. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Mary Jean. Yeah, this is so important. You know, running a radio station, even a community station like us, is very expensive. You got to help us out, that's for sure. And, you know, we got to pay the PG&E bill, and it's probably going to go up because of what happened up there in Butte County, you know, because they don't want PG&E to have to file Chapter 11, I guess. But anyway, so it's important. You know, we got AT&T bills. There's so much. We got to pay the, you know, the BMI, ASCAP, you know, the big music people, Sound Exchange, because we're on the air with our music as well, you know, with the on the internet, on the streaming and so forth, you know, so we got to, it's expensive to run a radio station. We easily spend probably $100,000 a year or more, you know, to keep KPOO on the air. And we have to survive. There's no doubt about it. The good news is, as of just 2 days ago, we've raised over $59,855.02. How they figure that out? I don't know. It's pretty good bookkeeping. That's for sure. Anyway, but we still got a ways to go. I know that's remarkable in the time so far, how much we raised. You know, we like to see, a goal of beyond $75,000. Can we do $100,000? We could do that. Okay. We got some time. You know, we got a little bit left of November and we got a whole bunch of December. And by the 31st, the end of the year, December 31st, I think we could raise $100,000, that's for sure. I think it's important to help us out, okay? You know, because KPOO isn't getting the funding from grants or anything like that anymore. You know, every listener can help us reach that goal of 75 and beyond $75,000. We need that money to survive 2019, okay? So please help donate to the KPOO Fall Fundraiser. We do it every year. It's important. You can help us out right now. You can donate online at kpoo.com. We make it as simple as possible. There's no excuses, okay? There's no excuses. You have the money, help us out, okay? We'll take your debit or credit cards, and of course, you can go on the website, as I said. It's very secure. You don't have to worry about identity theft or anything like that. It's you don't have to worry to deal in regards to, well, if I put it online, you know, if I put my credit card, no. You know, we're secure, so you don't have to worry about that. Fully encrypted. You know, triple encryption. Anyway, but if you want to use the regular stale mail, you can send a check or money order to KPOO, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco 94115. Again, KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco 94115. Send your check or money order now. Help us out so we can achieve our goal of beyond $75,000. And the way it looks like right now, as of just a few days ago, at almost $60,000, I think we're going to go beyond that $75,000 goal by the end of the year. So that's good news. Good news. Let's see if we can do that $100,000. Wouldn't that be great to help KPOO Radio out? Do it now, okay? Anyway, getting back to our portable radio and time machine on this 22nd of November, Thanksgiving Day, 1962, of course, is what we're doing with our portable radio and time machine. But, and it's a coincidence, by the way, that yes, indeed, Thanksgiving Day in 1962 is the same date. That's right, 22nd. Believe it or not, what a coincidence. Anyway, you know that's going to happen, you know, through the cycling of the calendar and so forth, that the Thanksgiving is going to wind up on the same date in November. And as of 1962, it was on November 22nd. But anyway, we're going to do now, though, is go back a year earlier and maybe a month later, earlier too, as a matter of fact, to October of 1961. As I told you before, Magnificent Montague, who was on KSAN. There's a whole montage of Montague along with an interview with H.P. Barnum, who was a big record producer, promoter and so forth. And he not only did, you know, R&B, but he also did a lot of pop artists too, you know, and so, and I think he mentions that in the interview. Coming up right now, Portable Radio and Time Machine with Dave, 89.5 Radio. And Montague on KSAN Radio.
You always complain about losing your man. It's nobody's fault but your own. Telling your friends how much money he makes. How he comes home. Hey!
Thank you very much, Joyce. Time being 6:38. Whatever the occasion, say it with flowers. I like to suggest if you're going to get caught right with flowers. Perhaps you can go down swinging. Just call Clint Smith here on KSAN. All right, we'll keep going. Got a little slight cold, but nevertheless, the show must go on. And on November the 24th, a great star, a great voice, Larry Williams, move that, go, go!
Macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves me.
Thank you very kindly. All right, there you go. The Shirelles, you go over that sound the great big way here on KSAN.
Sure, I'd like to talk to some of you, so if you want to give us a little call here at KSAN. And what's the number over here, Montague?
Market 18171. Incidentally, dear listeners, H.B. Bottom has had many hits. He's very modest. H.B., what are some of the records you had out, Rich?
Well, I've been doing mostly arranging for the other artists, and some of the records we had out recently are I Can See in the Turners is going to work out fine, Stick Shift by the Duels, we had Pink Shoelaces, Peanut Butter, Ann Margaret's, Ann Margaret's first record, Lost Love, and her second record, I can't think of the name.
And you have a record out now, don't you?
I have a record out now called Baby, Baby, Baby. This phone is burning up. What do you got going here?
I just wanted to show you that my darlings care about my health, and they're thankful for you.
I think you got everybody up here listening to this show.
That's right. Now, darling, keep the phone ringing, because I got to show H.B. Bonham from Los Angeles that you are with me
and working to death. Now, just a minute, Andy. I can't answer this phone and work these dials, too. There's enough buttons up here to drive a spaceship.
Well, let them know that she'll be here on the show, too.
Jackie. Oh, Jackie DeShannon? Oh, of course. I talked to Jackie down in Los Angeles. I think I talked to her Wednesday night.
Good.
She said she'll be here. Timmy Euro's going to be here. Marie Knight's going to be here. The Tides. I'm getting the marathons up here. The boys are ahead.
You answer the phone.
You don't
answer it live. Yeah,
I answer it live.
All right. I'll get it right live.
Good morning, KSAN. Good morning. This isn't Montague. This is H.B. Barnum sitting in for Montague. Oh, we sound alike.
What?
No. Uh-oh. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. Come back. Well, he has a cold, but he's going to get in some 666 and he'll be straight. He has some 666 and he'll be groovy. Yeah. No, we're no relation. Are we relation, Montague?
No.
No, he refuses to. Well, we got a whole lot of love together, don't we? Ain't this the magnificent Montague show? And this is H.B. Barnum sitting in for Montague. You know what, man? One of my cousins just called.
They did.
That's right. I haven't seen him since we left. Well, I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's the Bigfoot country.
Well, yeah. But I hope they're gonna be at that big KSAN charity show, though. I gotta have some kind of support out there.
H.B., could you tell me about this lost love that you recorded? How did it happen?
How did it happen? Well, this was
the truth.
Oh, the truth. Well, see, I was going to say that this is one of the numbers I stayed up writing for nights and nights and nights.
That's not the truth.
That's not the truth.
Seriously, darling, he's a very handsome young man. And because, after all, you know, I don't allow any men on my program.
The truth.
You know, you ought to be flattered. You ought to be flattered. Because I don't allow men on this show. Only during commercial time. And that's on a transcription.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I do that, I don't want to get fired. So you're lucky that I share my glory with you. And I'll tell you this. Well, my darling's call, don't date him, no nothing.
No dates.
Go back empty-handed where you come from.
Empty-handed.
Los Angeles. Oh. I'll tell you what we got. We got about 5 minutes, darling. Call him again, market 18171. Thank him, and then we'll go to the spiritual show and see how he can do that.
Because I bought you a spiritual record, you know that.
Well, you better hurry up and play this until we get into it.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of this Lost Love. This is the big accident. And what turned out to be a very,
which
very,
made you rich.
Very, very good accident.
Which made you rich.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
there you go. Dave Jobbing Around is not on this morning because we're doing our Thanksgiving Day air check special. Jobbing Around will return next Thursday, and of course we'll throw in a whole bunch of music that's related to the holidays, Christmas, and on and on and on and on. And there's no doubt that KOIT has probably beaten us as far as getting the Christmas music on the radio, that's for sure. But that's okay. You know, they're a commercial station, we're a community station, we're very diversified in the program content. A lot more stuff happening here at 89.5 Radio. That's why it's so important that you help us out today with your tax-deductible contribution. Okay, yeah, definitely help us out. We got more stuff coming up here on 89.5 Radio, and definitely what's going to be going on, if I can get it right here. Yeah, set this thing up. There you go. Anyway, right after a brief message in regards to how you can help us here at 89.5 Radio, and another song. I'm going to throw in a little bit of music bit here. Any music that we're going to be playing, you know, set aside from our portable radio time machine happenings, go back before 1964 to sort of stick with the whole theme of the content of our air check special here on Thanksgiving morning. That's for sure. But anyway, we got it for you right here, 89.5. So, we got the big fundraiser coming up, as I said before. Lots of stuff going on. We've already raised quite a bit of money. But we also like to remind you what's happening in the community, and it's going to be happening this Saturday. That's right, right over Thanksgiving Day weekend on the 24th. It's the fourth Saturday of every month for an event that happens at this particular location, this locale. And basically, it's a theme of the music of the world. That's right, La Palabra Musical Happenings, still in English, Spanish, and Spanglish, and much, much more, from 3 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, hosted by KPOO's very own Havacha. You don't want to miss this. It's always a lot of fun. I guess it's been happening the last fourth Saturday of every month for some time now. Very successful. And don't forget to bring some of your instruments, Latin instruments, with you. The maracas, for instance. Anything else? And always the word festival to remember. That's right. Something that you'll want to check out if you haven't checked out already. It all takes place at the Cesar Chavez branch of the Oakland Public Library at Suite 271 at 3301 East 12th Street at 33rd Avenue. That's in Oakland, of course. It's half a block north of the Fruitvale BART station and one block south of International Boulevard. It takes place this coming Saturday, the 24th. And if you want some more information, although I don't think anybody's going to be answering the phone right now, but there might be somebody at the phone tomorrow. And if you desire to call to get more additional information, the phone number is area code 510-535-5620. Again, that number is 510-535-5620. Again, it takes place Saturday, December 24th. And there's going to be some great stuff. I can pronounce some of these names here. Duomusa. A.K.A. Marcy and Ricardo Valdecieso, okay, and a Chilean new song, Poesa y Mas, is going to be happening, along with Norma Smith, who's a poet, along with Amos White, haiku poet, and much, much more, and of course, all ages and wheelchair accessible. So all ages are welcome, and of course, as I said before, this library is wheelchair accessible, as it should be by law, that's right. Anyway, they do have a website, but it's a long URL. Just do a Google search for oaklandlibrary.org, and if you probably do that and get on the Oakland Library page, I'm sure just do a search on events and look for the music of the word. I'm sure you'll be able to come up with some additional information as opposed to, you know, giving you the actual entire URL of the website, because it's pretty long and involved. Then you can have to get a paper and pencil and all that. You don't need to do that. Just go to the Oakland Library website there and do a Google search and look for the music of the word. I'm sure there's information on activities, what's going to be happening this Saturday on the 24th, okay? Or you can go to habacha.org. That's even more simpler. Yeah, Habacha has their own website. That's avotcja.org. Our very own Habacha has got a phenomenal website. You can check that out. I'm sure that same information is available there too on her page. So there, you can't beat that. It's 60 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. It's Dave here, and it's our Thanksgiving Day air check special, as we do every Thanksgiving for the last, since I guess the early 80s, and we'll continue to do that. And occasionally we'll throw in some new inserts with our portable radio and time machine. But anyway, we got some music for you anyway in the meantime. Then after that, we're going to do Herb Campbell. And, of course, most of you who used to listen to KSOL, he was known as Burt Bell, you know, a.k.a. Burt Bell. But he used his real name before the KSOL transition, when Norwood Patterson sold KSAN to Les Molloy and they made the call letter change back in the summer of 1964. Herb used his real name under the Norwood Patterson era when the station was owned by that particular gentleman. And of course, Tom Johnson, who was brought out from WVON in Chicago, who Les Molloy hired to program the station, make a few changes, kept the R&B format, obviously, but it was decided that all the jocks who were part of KSN who remained with the station would come up with new radio names, and so Herb Campbell came up with Burt Bell, which obviously is a part of his real name there, the last syllable of his last symbol of his real last name, Bell of Campbell, and so forth. And then Herb, well, Bert, that's slightly modified there, so you know that's how it's all about. But he was Herb Campbell back in November of 1961. He still had that Alabama accent, so I think he moved from Alabama back in the mid to late 50s, so he still had the accent of 1961 there, and that's coming up. But in the meantime, let's got to have a little bit of a filler here. From 1962, this is Danny White. Right after this fundraiser.
Time of year, time for the annual KPOO Fall Fundraiser. KPOO needs to raise $75,000 by December 31st to cover our major annual operating expenses. KPOO is independent and 100% listener supported. Please help support the annual KPOO Fall Fundraiser by sending a check or money order to KPOO Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. You can also donate online. Visit KPOO.com and click on donations. All listener to support KPOO another year.
Thank you, Marilyn. I wanted to get that in here and jump the gun a little bit, but I wanted to get that in more important than the next song. But hey, there you go. Thank you, Marilyn, for mentioning what we need to do here. Get that money into us. In the meantime, Danny White on KPOO.
The morn was our wedding day, but with my own two eyes. Today I saw you kissing my best friend. Now you can kiss tomorrow goodbye. Today
There you go, the sounds of Louisiana back in the fall of 1962. Danny White, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye. This is Dave Edwards here. It's our very, very big air check special where we put up our portable rain machine. What am I talking about? Anyway, place our portable rain machine. You know, we got the rain. We do have the rain machine. That's right. Oh, boy, it came down really good. But anyway, we took our portable time machine there and places it in operation. We stuck a radio in it, and we're going back to 1962, 63, and so forth. Definitely like that rain yesterday. That's kind of cool. We're supposed to get tomorrow, that's for sure. We definitely need it. Saturday it's going to be, partly cloudy, and Sunday and Monday. I don't know what's going to happen next week if we're going to get more rain. But anyway, we do have our portable radio and time machine and all this coming your way here on 89.5 Radio. And as I said before, Herb Campbell, who eventually became Burt Bell, on KSOL Radio, but on KSCN, he used his real name. This goes back to November of 1961, the same era as the Monty who you heard earlier here. And just a little bit of Herb Campbell and what he was playing as far as the music at the time. Anyway, Herb Campbell, November of 1961 on KSAN. With Dave, it's our Thanksgiving Day Air Check Special here on 89.5 Radio, KPOO.
Chantel's and look in my eyes. 5:10 is the time here on KSAN, and here's the blues with Lil Willie John. I need your love so bad.
To lead me through the night. I need for someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins, and I'm dealing with I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad. So it can be read to me. Tell me you love me. Stop driving me mad. 'Cause I need your love.
And there you go, a couple of sounds that he played back in November 1961 there, the 1111 studios of KSAN Radio there. Oh, yes, Herb Campbell. And, of course, when he moved from Alabama, I think he moved into the house. I think in 1959 is when he came from Alabama. And I don't remember what city he originally was from in that state, but when he moved to San Francisco, to California, he moved out to the avenues. That's right. Sunset District. I think he lived on 41st Avenue, if I'm not mistaken. And he'd been there ever since. He and his wife, Dolores, and passed away a few years ago, and of course. And I don't think he lived anywhere else when he came to California, it was except for where he lived, you know, most of his life. And that was in the Sunset District, anyway. He also, I think, also did some work at KCBS for a while back in the early 70s. And, of course, what happened to Herb, I guess he was, along with a lot of other radio personalities and disc jockeys on KSOL, were let go when the format change took place in 1970 when KSOL became KEST and Magnificent Music, you know. So there was a lot of the radio personalities. The program director was let go. Tam Henry was one of them, along with a few other people. Tony King. And many, many others who lost their job at KSOL back in 1970 when no longer could KSOL compete with KDIA. And that's the situation there. And Magnificent Music came along on KEST. Studios remained at 158th Street for many, many years. Originally, let me go back a little bit. Studios KSAN were at 1111 Market Street. And then when Les Molloy bought the station in 1964, he decided, well, we'll stay here for a while, but I think our goal is to move out of this building at 1111 Market and find somewhere else to move the studio to. And they did, 158th Street between Mission and Howard. And, of course, the problem with that particular location, well, that's the main route of the Greyhound buses that come out of the old depot at 7th and Mission. And the studios were designed with the control room on the air studio right in the front of that building. So they got all the noise from the streets. Not only did you have the buses, but you also had the big semis from Purity grocery stores. Yeah, Purity existed back then. Remember Purity? It competed with Lucky's and Safeway and so forth. But eventually, I think Purity was bought out by either Safeway or Lucky. I'm not too sure. Albertsons. But anyway, so a lot of trucks came by, a lot of traffic on 8th, major thoroughfare. And there was no soundproofing between the outside and the studio there, I remember. And eventually, you know, the format changed, as I said before, in 1970. They kept the programming on Sunday the same. In other words, the religious programming, the church remotes, the gospel, because that was their main revenue making at that time. So they had sort of a MOR type thing Monday through Saturday, and they even hired Jack Carney, ex-KSFO, to do morning drive there at KEST. And it was funny hearing Jack Carney on Monday morning, and of course, the night before, hearing Bishop E. Nero with his Landmark Spiritual Temple broadcast the night before. Talk about contrast, that's for sure. But I'm sort of getting ahead of where we're supposed to be covering 1962. Anyway, again, I want to remind you that we are definitely in a fundraiser situation here. We're trying to raise $75,000 for this radio station. We need your help today. That's right. And quite a few of the radio personalities here at KPOO have recorded promotions to get you involved in sending us some money, okay? You just heard Marilyn a little bit earlier. You heard Gene before that. And there's a whole bunch of people who have recorded messages in regards to you helping us out achieve our goal of $75,000 by the end of the year. We want to go beyond that, okay? And I know you can do it. Anyway, from KPOO San Francisco, it's 10 o'clock. It's Dave here. It's our Thanksgiving Day air check special. And, of course, we have our portable rain machine out there. That's right. That rain came down. It is portable because the rain was moving. You know, if it stayed in one location, we'd have Noah's flood. But that rain machine was working this morning, that's for sure. And also working yesterday pretty good as it was definitely portable, moving from one area of the Bay Area to another, and another portable rain machine is supposed to be coming tomorrow on Friday. More rain, heavier than what we had yesterday, and a little bit this morning, that's for sure. But we also have our portable radio time machine as well here at 89.5 Radio, and we're going to go back now to 2 days before Thanksgiving in 1962, which would put us on November 20th. Okay, this is on a Tuesday, November 20th, 1962. Bug Scruggs on KSAN Radio, 1111 Market Street, a whole montage of what he was doing on that day. Always a lot of fun, the birthday salute and so forth. And also, this is an anniversary. Thanks for Eric for calling a little bit earlier, one of our faithful listeners who mentioned that today is the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, JFK. That's right. He was assassinated on this day back in 1963. So how time flies, that's for sure. I remember where I was at that time in 1963. I was at Archbishop Reardon High School. And there were sort of a time off from regular classes that day. They were showing us a movie in the auditorium. And when they heard about the JFK being shot, they turned the projector off, turned the lights up, and then the president at that time, Brother Herman Gerber, made the announcement of the Kennedy assassination, and I don't think we went back to the movie then. I don't know. I think he sent us all home. I was a senior at Reardon at that time, too, just to give you some highlight of what happened and what I was doing, where I was on that particular day on November 22nd, 1963. Anyway, let's get back to our portable radio and time machine. Chuck Scruggs, or Bug Scruggs, when he was known then. Of course, he was originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, but became Bug Scruggs on KSAN. This is, again, on November 20th, 1962.
18 minutes of 8 o'clock. Come back here. It's 18 of 8 and it's birthday time. 15 of 8. I said 15 of 8 in the morning. Birthday time is on at Klondike 21332. Hey, Mama, let's get those things in our washer so we'll be, you know, like wash-free for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you don't want to have to do any washing tomorrow. And, of course, you can do it today in quick time to go do your shopping. If you let Tide do your dirty work, yeah, Tide goes to work fast in washers, Mom. Gets those clothes cleaner, and you know what else? Most of all, it makes them smell so good. And that's what you want in a wash today. I mean, clothes today, you wash them today and they're musty tomorrow, that's no good. Well, Tide has beat all the must out of the clothes it's washed in the, and keep a digging the happenings right off your radio. There are a few things you ought to know about, and here's one of them right here from Good Rockin' Lucky. What might be considered bad news could end up to be good news. Listen and see.
Oh, yes, my friend.
Someone who is celebrating a birthday today, visiting here in the Bay Area, and maybe you know them. We'll give you their name in a moment, and on the birthday salute there, and maybe you'll know them, see? Some old home folks running you down there, see? You can be found. You never can tell. Got a little thing right here that I think you ought to know about if you're going to go anywhere. Maybe you're going to go back to Goose Creek, huh? Or go somewhere, wherever you want to go on a little trip, maybe for the holidays. Go by Greyhound. You ain't careful, baby. Five and a half. Oh, wait a minute. 5 1/2 of 8. There you go.
Black pepper make you sneeze. It don't make you cry. You don't believe me, baby. Just shake it in your eye. Don't bring no pepper around my house. My baby done told.
getting to be a big hit, too, that is. That's Roy Lee Johnson. He's got a new thing, you know, called Black Pepper Will Make You Sneeze. 4 of 8, KSAN Birthday Time. Radio News! Late-breaking headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady. Those are the 8 o'clock headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady, your friendly credit dentist located 942 Market in San Francisco, 47714 in Oakland. Dr. Brady brings you the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock a.m. news and the 4:55 and 5:55 p.m. news Monday through Friday. Complete details of these and other top stories at 8:30. Keep your dial set at 1450. KSAN for more news, more often. KSAN time on the cuckoo clock on the cuckoo wall right now brings us up to about 8:04. Stand by for birthday time. We're going to say a big hearty happy birthday to all you swinging birthdayites out there in just a quick shake. Sydney and Johnny, happy birthday all day.
I want to wish you all the happiness. This day is your birthday, and I do hope that it brings the best.
Birthday to you all day long on your day today. Happy birthday at 8:09. Got 3 minutes while the record is playing. Before the record ends, give us an answer, Klondike 21332, and you win a KSAN Tough recording. Here's a little thing right here, and we'd like for you to explain to us exactly what is meant here. We'll give the phrase. You hear phrases, and you tell us what is meant by the phrase. Now, somebody obviously has the answer already, the question already. Hello? They call us before we give a question. Don't do that. You know, make it unfair that way. What is meant by the phrase? Do you have an answer? Hello? You got an answer? You just wait? Well, you can't wait on the line because you're tying it up. Everybody's got to start together here. I'll hold the receiver off the hook, and anybody who calls will not get an answer at all or a ring. Above board. What is meant by above board? This is a San Francisco twister at KL21332. Above board. You hear that all the time. For Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sam Cooke sings.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Can pass me by, but honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, you're the apple of my eye, you're cherry pie, and oh, you're cake and ice cream. Oh, your sugar and spice, and everything nice
Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have.
What would you say that if I said this deal is above board, or that person operates above board? What do I mean? That's correct. We didn't get but one answer. You know what? I think I should give somebody else a crack at this. So I'll take your name, and I won't give the answer out. And I'll give somebody else, while the next commercial is playing, one more winner a chance. What's your name? Shirley. Hale. Your address? 32 Margaret. Uh-huh. Okay, well, you are a second-time winner. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I was reading over one here. This is too hard. It says, walls have ears. This is East Bay. Walls have ears. You've heard of that expression before? Walls have ears. I'll tell you what, since that one's a little bit harder, I don't think that one is as common as the one we had for the West Bay. I'll give you two, and you can answer either one of them, East Bay. Walls have ears and sour grapes. Sour grapes. What does sour grapes mean? Either one you want to answer, the first two correct answers win a KSA and Tough recording before the end of the next record. Okay, Klondike 21332. Walls have ears, and the other one is something called... sour grapes. What do we mean by this? What's the meaning? Walls have ears. We mean walls have secrets, you know. Secrets are rumored around, you might say. Walls have ears. Secrets mean secrets get rumored around. get rumored around, huh? Yeah. Walls do, like they hear, like they... If walls... You've heard that. Walls have ears. And if the walls could talk, they could tell a lot, you know. Then there's the sour grapes. Sour grapes means things depressing because they are beyond reach. Things depressed. Or what is it? Is it depressed? No, the word is deprived. I'm sorry. I'm looking wrong altogether. I'm looking at three or four different words. The word is despised. Sour grapes means things despised because they are out of, beyond reach, or out of reach. Despised is the right word. I'll get it right in a minute. My book here is getting a little frail, and all the words stick together here, you know. Well, we hope you'll stick together. K-S-A-N Radio News. KSAN Radio News. Keep your dial set at 1450 KSAN for more news more often. Next news headlines at 9 o'clock. If you're driving along, take it slow as you go. Don't drive yourself to death.
We are now at the Anti-Fun League Auditorium, and with me is the chairman of the Non-Entertainment Committee.
This is little Esther Phillips. Let me go. Release me. Dixie Peach at all drug variety and supermarkets and 39 and 69. You'll stay tuned for Swingin' Ollie Freeman, who follows the KSAN new feature, The Happy Talk House. See you at 1 o'clock.
And now's the time to get your car fixed right, right, right.
Non-carbonated drink made from real fruit. Yet, thanks to Sugarol, it contains 87% less calories than ordinary pineapple grapefruit drinks. Shasta low-calorie fruit drinks also come in orange, grape, and pineapple orange. All vitamin-enriched. Try some, because it has to be Shasta.
Yeah, there you go. It's a wonder how they were able to get away with playing a lot of those commercials. All those commercials are actually on an electrical transcription, better known as a phonograph record for the lay people out there. And, of course, they're, most of the records that were being played on KSAN were 45s, but the commercials came in on 33 and a third, and sometimes they'd forget to change the speed of the turntable. And that's a good example of that Shasta commercial, okay? It was played at 45 instead of 33. I don't know if they ever did any make goods on that. I don't know whether the advertisers appreciated those sped-up commercials. They probably ought to do make goods on those, which is a process of if a spot doesn't run the way it's supposed to, and they're paying for it, it's got to be run correctly at another time. Anyway, Chuck Scruggs, Bug Scruggs, who originally came from Cincinnati, came to KSAN back in the fall of 1961, join Jim Randolph, who was already at KSAN. I think they had a dispute. Randolph left for Los Angeles, and Bugs hung around KSAN until, I guess, the fall of 64. As a matter of fact, he stayed with KSAN when Les Molloy bought the station and had the call letters changed to KSOL. But just like everybody else who were KSAN alumni, they had to change their radio name. And I think Chuck wound up changing his name to Chuck the Man. Chuck the Man, believe it or not. But I don't think he could stand working for Les Molloy. So, of course, he got a big offer from Sonderling Broadcasting's KDI in Oakland. And he became very successful as a program director, producer, production manager, and many, many other things at KDIA. He's more well-known at KDIA as far as his Bay Area radio, more so than KSAN, because he was there a lot longer at KDIA. Then when he left KDIA, I'm not too sure where he went, but eventually he got into television doing kids programming in Memphis. And he retired from there, and maybe about 10 years ago he passed away. We did a special tribute with Broadcast Legends about Chuck Scruggs passing. I guess it was about 10 years or so ago in Memphis, but there you go, Chuck Scruggs. And coming up now, as a matter of fact, Bugs had mentioned, Ollie Freeman. And he has an interesting career. As a matter of fact, Live 105's Alex Bennett, who was born and raised here in San Francisco. Actually, he was raised in Marin, but perhaps some of you know about Alex Bennett. He is in New York now, but he was definitely big on the Quake. KMEL, I should say, first, and then the Quake, and then Live 105, and some of the biography of Alex indicates that his first job when he was living in Marin with his parents was, at KTIM in San Rafael. And at that time, Ollie Freeman was working there. He had a program called Jazzland on KTIM. And, eventually, you know, when he left KTIM, he also decided to open up a record store in Richmond, which he named Jazzland. But Ollie eventually came to KSAN in 1962, and I think it was like the summer of 62, and he did gospel, and the program was called the Gospel Jubilee Program, and it aired weekdays right after after Chuck. 9 a.m. till about 1 o'clock or so in the afternoon. There might be some community cares programming, affairs programming in the middle somewhere too, but his gospel program was on Monday through Friday from 9 until maybe 11 or so. And then eventually Ollie left, and he went over to KKIS in Pittsburgh. When Ollie left, I think it was Al Moreland took over. And of course, Al Moreland was at KSAN for a while. Then he went over to KDIA doing religious programming there on Sundays. But anyway, Ollie Freeman went to KKIS in Pittsburgh, and he had two programs, and these were on Sunday. Sunday morning, he had his Gospel Jubilee program. This is in early 1963. And then he came back that night to do an R&B show. Again, KKIS, 990 in Pittsburgh, okay? And this was very important. He got a lot of listeners back in 1962 and early 1963 for his R&B show, because at that time, KSAN / KSOL and KDIA on Sundays, particularly at night, were running religious programming, okay? Either the church remotes or gospel music, things of that nature, and there were people who wanted to listen to R&B on Sunday night, and R&B on the radio. And one way they could do that, there was an asset. There was KKIS in Pittsburgh, and that's how that came about. 990 AM, 5,000 watts. And one thing about KKS, during the daytime, they're very difficult to pick up in San Francisco. But at night, they changed their antenna pattern with a strong signal into San Francisco and Oakland and so forth, so people had a chance to listen to Ollie Freeman doing his R&B show on KKS in San Francisco with a reasonably good signal, that's for sure. 26 minutes after the hour of 10 with Dave, and why don't we play a little Ollie Freeman when he was on KSAN. This was also on November 20th, 1962. Ollie Freeman and the Gospel Jubilee with the opening theme.
KSAN Radio at 1450 on your dial. Well, the correct time now exactly 7 minutes past 9 a.m. And a very pleasant good Wednesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, yours truly, Ollie Freeman speaking. Permit me, if you please, to enter the quiet comforts of your peaceful surroundings on a very pleasant Wednesday morning, bringing to you Northern California's greatest inspirational record feature, the original Gospel Jubilee program with songs of inspiration from the biblical pages of time. And here now, with the warm, soothing lyric of the beautiful theme song titled Jesus, we graciously invite you to relax, settle back, and receive it while we send it out your way from now until 1 p.m.
Consider my meditation. Hark hearkeneth to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray.
Well, once again, I'm inviting my good colleague friend to step into the Gospel Jubilee Spotlight picture and have a few words with you.
There you go. And turn the volume down before you turn the turntable off, else you won't get that. Wow. Anyway, that's Ollie Freeman. His roots go back to KTIM with his Jazzland show back in the 50s, and then eventually came to KSAN doing the gospel music. That's for sure. Gospel Jubilee, and then over to KKS in Pittsburgh, where he did gospel as well as R&B. The big 990 over there, the powerhouse of the Inland Empire of Northern California, KKIS out of Pittsburgh. Oh, those were the days. Anyway, Ollie Freeman, and he did his R&B show right up through 1967, if I'm not mistaken, before he went on to other things, I guess. What can I say? Anyway, all happening with Dave, 89.5, and we got more stuff come up right after this very important message about KPOO, okay?
We're in the middle of KPOO's annual fall fundraiser. Please help KPOO Radio raise $75,000 by December 31st. As you know, KPOO is a 100% listener-supported radio station, and we need the help of every listener to reach our goal of $75,000 to cover major annual operating expenses and to keep broadcasting throughout the year of 2019. Please donate to KPOO Fall Fundraiser. You can donate online at kpoo.com with your debit or credit card. All donations are tax deductible. You can also send a check or money order to KPOO, P.O. Box 15665 50, that's P.O. Box 156650, San Francisco, California, zip code 94115.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Little music break here. 1964 from out of Los Angeles, Rosalind Madison, Don't Deceive Me.
There you go, Rosalind Madison from out of Los Angeles there, early 1964. Don't deceive me. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. No Prison Focus Radio this morning. They're taking the day off for the holiday and so forth. Lots of music is going to be happening, I guess, after 11 o'clock. And we've got a quick weather thing going on right now. 60 degrees in downtown San Francisco. That's right. And it looks like we might get a little bit of rain on and off today, but the heavier rain is supposed to come in tomorrow. And Saturday, definitely going to be some partly cloudy skies. That's also the case for Sunday and Monday. And then Tuesday, rains return briefly. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy skies. And a week from today on Thursday, I think that's, what, the 29th? That the day is? Let me look at the calendar. I think that's what it is. Yeah, the 29th, which will be back to our air checks thing. No, we won't be back to air checks. We're going to be back to our jiving around thing. And there's supposed to be a rain that day, too, 7 days in advance. So you're getting all the weather here. So highs for the next 7 days or so is going to be basically in the upper 50s and low 60s in San Francisco, and lows, the lower 50s and upper 40s all the way through here in San Francisco. So typical seasonal temperature swings for the Bay Area, particularly San Francisco. But again, partly cloudy skies, 60 degrees right now in downtown San Francisco. Precipitation about 50%, humidity 77, winds, I think, from the southwest at 10 miles per hour. There you go. All happening with Dave, 89.5. I don't want to lose my place here. And what do we got here? Oh, something new. Our portable radio and time machine goes back to November 1962 again. This is a radio announcer who I'm not too sure where he came from. But he was at KSAN briefly for a short period of time. It was, his full name was Lyle McCumba. But on the air, he went by the name of Lyle Mack. And pretty good announcer. And this is a portable time machine radio thing happening that happened in November of 1962 when he was doing a cigarette commercial. This will be followed by somebody you might be more familiar with, Roland Porter on KDIA during the same time period. Anyway, starting out with Lyle Mack, KSAN, November 1962, followed by KDIA and Roland Porter, the same time period, right here on 89.5 with Dave, KPOO, and it's our Thanksgiving Day Air Checks special.
Body, and you get more flavor, you get more taste in L&M. Pick yourself up a pack of L&M's today.
One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one. Hello.
And there you go. That's the one and only Lyle Mack here on our portable radio time machine here. And we got lots of stuff coming up. And as I said before, we definitely have, we got the Roland Porter. And we do have a little bit of a technical difficulty here. It was my mistake, a little editing issue here. I think it's going to be coming up in a few minutes. But anyway, I want to let you know while we're filling in here, resolving this particular issue, don't forget, we're trying to raise some money here, $75,000 by the end of the year for KPOO Radio. Details will follow shortly. In the meantime, let's do some Roland Porter, okay? I think we're doing a band scan here, so Roland Porter should be showing up shortly here. This is what the AM radio band sounded like back in 1962 when you were tuning the dial. And Roland Porter should be coming up shortly. He's tuning the dial.
When you may rent it right there, he is. Now for only $3 per month at East Bay Rentals and over 15652. What's more, if you phone East Bay Rentals now at Andover 15652.
And there you go. That's Roland Porter as I was tuning the radio from one end of the dial to the other back in 1962. It's an amazing period to be able to, you know, it's a real radio, and I was able to change stations back in November 1962 with my time machine, just to give it an idea. That's Roland Porter there, who very popular in the early 60s, along with Jeannie Blevin and Belva Davis. They were all there at KDIA at the time. Anyway, we're going to get back to more stuff here, portable radio and time machine, because we're running out of time. We've got 20 minutes to go here. As I said before, no prison focus radio this morning, but we're going to continue with more sounds. And this was a fellow who came out of L.A. who was hired by, I think, Chuck. His name was Mike Dix. He was also known as Jumpin' George for a while, because you had to have a Jumpin' George at KSAN, even though the real Jumpin' George, George Oxford, left KSAN and went to KDIA. So, I don't know, but he couldn't use Jumpin' George on KDIA. There was a copyright issue there. But anyway, Mike Dix was one of the Jumpin' Georges, and he was hired back in May of 1963, and with Bug Scruggs being the program director, that came out with a lot of promotion campaigns, contests, and things of that nature. And he also did a Christmas-related promotion. Even though this was aired in July of 1963, it says, you know, the upcoming Christmas season and so forth, it was basically focused on Christmas coming up, you know, 6 months later. Anyway, this was the promotion on KSEN back in July of 1963 for Christmas coming up.
Time now to play Pass It On.
the hottest new quiz game in Bay Area radio. You can win money right now. To help you prepare for the coming Christmas season. Now, here's how we play Pass It On.
The KSAN music caster you're listening to will make a phone call in a moment. It might be a call to you, so stay by your phone. Because if you can answer his question correctly before Santa Claus says Merry Christmas, you will win cash from the KSAN Summer Santa Bag. Then you'll have a chance to win 25 KSAN bonus bucks by answering correctly a second question. If you cannot answer the first question correctly, you'll receive a consolation prize. And you can then pass it on to a friend of yours by giving us your friend's name and phone number. We'll call your friend immediately. If neither of you can answer the question correctly, then we'll add another buck to the KSAN Summer Santa Bag. So stay by your phone because the call about to be made might be to you. Remember now, you must answer the question before Santa Claus says,
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Now let's play Pass It On.
And we're dialing right now, HE13788, and we're going to get something problematical. The number you reached is not connected at this time. All right, that was to Mrs. Jacqueline Hale at 1227 Waller. So now we'll call another number. We'll see if we can't, raise somebody over there at the Doty House. Hello, one. I presume one. Bugs, you don't put the...
That's a payphone, by the way.
Can't very well figure out what's
dialing.
Let's see now what we have here. And we're dialing LO11959. Nope, we're going to get something at this number. Yes. Well, let's see. Let's call the next one, and we're trying to get this thing rolling here. I don't know why I'm always burdened with these mistakes here in traffic, but that's the way it goes. Let's see. FI 6, 6, 4... 8. Mr. William Nolan already won $35 this morning. What do you think of that? Yeah, he won the $10, which was in the KSAN summer bag, center-wise, and $25 in KSAN extra bonus bucks. Now, hello there. Is Mrs. Edward Sullivan? Well, Mrs. Sullivan, this is Mike Dix, Jumpin' George, at KSAN Radio, and we have a little program that we call Pass It On, which is a contest, and all you have... Well, the last man won $35. This lady hung up. Well, that's the way it goes, you see? 8:10? She must work the night shift or something over there. All right, we'll just forget about the whole thing for this time. Remember that when we call you, you hang up, you fool. You're going to lose $25 plus whatever in the KSAN Summer Santa Bag. We don't mind. We just put it in our pockets.
And there you go, the best blooper at all when a contest didn't work out too well, at least in this particular situation in July of 1963. And as they sort of... indicated right there in the middle of him dialing that phone. It was a payphone on the back wall of the control room of the studio there that he was dialing and so forth. And I don't know whether or not he had to put his own money in that phone, but you got to realize that the owner of the station back then, Norwood Patterson, was pretty cheap. And he was also seriously involved in income tax evasion. And Norwood Patterson not only owned that station, they owned several other stations. I think he also had started KSAN TV, Channel 32 in the 50s. But he also had broadcast assets in the Central Valley and a couple of stations, and I think radio and TV and so forth. And so he was very cheap, and, you know, they had to use a payphone to make calls to potential contesters. So it was really strange. Anyway, Mike Dix, along with the voice of Bug Scruggs there. And Dix, I think he went on to down to Los Angeles to KFWB, if I'm not mistaken. But Dix was only there for about 3 or 4 months, but he did Morning Drive, you know, and he did all sorts of weird inserts and so forth in his morning show on KSAN. Very strange, the situation. He was also known as Jumpin' George, Mike Dix. He was mentioned that on the air, you know. He used both names. Confused a lot of listeners, I guess. Anyway, our grand finale is coming up. We got Rockin' Lucky. This is a montage of Rockin' Lucky that expands from December of 1960 through, would you believe, December 7th, 1963. You know, we all know what happened to December 7th, 1963, Pearl Harbor Day. But anyway, Rockin' Lucky from Orange, Texas, originally. Here we go.
Packed with nourishing protein and extra low in calories.
That's John Hardy right there. You're doing that spot.
Golden State Cottage Cheese is just another reason why your family always gets the most.
Afternoon, let the burner turn you right here on KSAN in San Francisco, picking sounds from KSAN's top 10. So dig the burner today at noon, tomorrow at noon, daily from Monday through Saturday. It's the burner on KSAN. Well, friend, there you have a little get-together we've called for the past hour and a half or so, the John Hardy get-together. I want you to stay tuned here. Good Rockin' Lucky standing by to take over, and we'll be with you until it's 1 o'clock in the morning. This is your boy John Hardy again saying thanks for listening. Take it easy. And remember your ABCs while you're saying a Merry Christmas. Always be chicken.
John Hardy!
That was a rooster.
What a rooster. Well, ladies and gentlemen, John Hardy has brought you this far. I'm going to try to take it a little farther. Right on down the line. Yes! Doody, doody, shooty, doody, cock-a-doody-doo. All that kind of jive. Yeah, I feel so... Well, good. John Hardy. Oh, by the way, he'll be back again tomorrow morning from 6 until 9. John Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, with the John Hardy Show.
$1,450 for the birthday.
what your trouble is. You're just lazy, kid.
ASAN Tough 20. Yes, you can win the KSAN Tough 20 tunes this week if you have the number we'll call in a moment. If you don't have a number, then stop at your favorite record shop today and ask for the KSAN Hot Sheet. You'll find your number on that KSAN Hot Sheet. Then dial in on 1450 every day when you'll hear winning numbers broadcast throughout the day. And when you hear your number called, all you have to do is phone the KSAN studios at Klondike 21332. That's Klondike 21332 within 3 minutes after your number is called, and you can win all 20 of the KSAN Tough 20 tunes for this week. Tell your friends about it. It's fun to play KSAN Tough 20. Now here's another KSAN Tough 20 winning number. And if you have it, call KL21332, Klondike 21332 within the next 3 minutes. And now here is the number.
And the number, my friend, is 326. 326. 326. And this is still KSAN, 1450 on your radio dial in San Francisco, California. Miss Kim Weston sing next. Love me all the way. Love me all the way.
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean, can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in that kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your books, sit on a TV stool, glued to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around, doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting well with a little you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting more with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. With a you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the habit. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch.
Take a break.
Finish with a you, you be too poop to bop.
Take a second.
All this job talk has really got to
take
go.
A break.
And when you want, you call
take
me daddy.
Second.
When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should
be. If you like it, say take it. If you don't like it, say break it. Call Mark 1-817 with Mike.
Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy,
can I go to the hop? Say what? You've been getting ready with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this business is bad. Stop, I'll
be back after this. You call me as well, say I should
pick up on the hop.
We'll pick up that broom and give the
floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your...
Daddy, can I go to
the hop? Say what? I don't
have time
to talk.
Daddy,
can
I go to the hop?
No!
Take a break. Beg pardon? You want to break it then? Okay, lover girl.
Go to the hop.
Hey, what
the? Daddy, can I go to the
take
hop?
Take a break.
What do you mean? Can you go to the hop? You gotta go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Yeah, call me after this.
Say what? Throw down your books, sit on a TV stool. Glue to the set just like you're in a trance. Jumping around, doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance.
Mark
1-817
if you like to take it. Can I go to the hop? Say what? You've been getting low with a little too much. Finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes. Your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this business is better stop. When I finish with a you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, you. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the hat. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
No, there we go.
Take it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take it and break it.
Take it and break it. Anyway, there you go. Rockin' Lucky, KSAN Radio, December 7th, 1963. That's right. Pearl Harbor Day. I don't know if there was a mention of Pearl Harbor anniversary that time during on the radio in 63. Of course, we remember it more now than we did back in the 60s for some strange reason. I don't know. Anyway, KSAN Radio. That's right. There's our Thanksgiving Day air check special. One other thing. We all know what happened up there in Butte County and so forth. And this is something I put together. Well, tell you a little bit about it right now. You got to hear this. All right. There we go.
PG&E is helping California. It's a most benevolent utility. For smoke, smoke, smoke. Always acting for the welfare of consumers. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Don't blame PG&E, pal. Don't blame PG&E.
The Good Time Washboard 3
from Berkeley, California, there from 1964. He recorded Fantasy Records, and then Commander Cody with Smoke, 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 that cigarette. And I put that thing together. We all most likely think, it's just my opinion, that PG&E might be at fault there in regards to what happened with the campfire up there in Butte County, and we definitely hope and pray for those that survived that fire. Yeah, it's just horrible what happened. And even in Southern California, the situation down there, the Woosley fire, and everybody. Anyway, it's Thanksgiving. Be sure to go out there and maybe get some time available to volunteer at St. Anthony's or Dwight or whatever. Help those people out there. And, you know, this is a day to be thankful for what we've got and pray for those people who are less fortunate, particularly those who are victims of the fires up there in Butte County. Anyway, you have a good weekend coming up there. And don't forget to send in your money to KPO Radio. We're trying to raise $75,000. We're doing very well. And I'd like to see our goal of $100,000 by the end of the year. And you know the address. Just go to the KPO website for all information on how you can send your money through PayPal or through the regular mail. The address, KPO Radio, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. Help us out today. Your tax-deductible contribution will keep KPO on the air in 2019, okay? So do that, okay? Anyway, we'll be back with more of our music here with our regular jiving around with a lot of Christmas stuff next Thursday. So have a good Thanksgiving Day, and we'll catch you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. KPO San Francisco.